I told Father Matt my plan over here at the Perogvico, at the parish, that first year I am trying to memorize all the people's first names only. Second year, continue memorizing all the first names. And the third year, I'm going to try to memorize all the last names. But let's see how it goes. I know I have a long, long way to go. So be patient with me. That's how I can memorize you all's names. And let's see, okay? Back to my homily today, that the gospel today is all about the readiness. So with that, I am inviting you all to reflect with me this week about three letters. They all begin with the letter R. In order to be ready, we need to be real. In order to be real, we need to be relational. So three letters: be real, be ready, and be relational. First letter, be ready. As a Catholic, and I think being ready, that is the best attitude for you and for me. Why? The thing is, we don't know when Jesus comes to say hi to you or to call you. I visited a lady, and with her permission, I told a story that I anointed her, and she asked me, "Hey, Father, I'm going to go to the Lord one day soon, and I'm going to tell him, Father Anthony, say hi to you." And I told her, "Well, you can tell him that Father Anthony says hi to him, but like, please don't say hi back to him, because Father Anthony, maybe don't call him back yet. So let him stay over there a couple of years." And so with her permission, I'm sharing that story, that being ready as a Catholic's attitude, that we don't know when Jesus is coming. We are planning our lives by this order, but the Lord, he's called you by this order, and he just go into your life and changes your life in his way, and we have no idea. So be ready. One day the Lord will call you, and he will say hi to you, and just be ready for that moment. Second letter, be real. In order to be ready, we need to be real. I think being real is the first step to grow in the spiritual life. We are telling people, or we are like putting our best image in front of people. And this is the best of me. Like, we are showing to the world, like, the best image of ourselves. But in the front of God, I invite you to be real with him. Like, be real with him. When you pray, just like, being real with him. Like, if you hate that person, tell the Lord, "Lord, I hate him. But Lord, please help me with that. Please change my heart, change my attitude to that person." Tell him the truth. Tell the Lord, "Lord, I did that years ago. Lord, I did that, it was wrong. But please help my life." Go to in front of the Lord and unmask yourself. Like, I'm talking about spiritually, like, You can have a physical mask, which is like, yeah, that's okay. But like, I'm talking about like spiritually, like unmask yourself when you talk with Jesus. Like, I did that, Lord, but please help me. No need to put many masks when you praying. No need to put like best image of yourself when you are praying, because Lord doesn't need that. God doesn't need you to put many masks of yourself. tell him the truth. Invite you to this week, reflect with me how bad we are in front of God. When I say we, that's including me. No need to say, Lord, I am so good. Lord, I'm so good. You know what I mean? No need to say that. Lord, he knows your heart. He knows your future. He knows your past. He knows your present. He knows everything already. The thing is, just tell him. Even he knows you before you know you. Tell him the truth. Unmask yourself. The last letter, be relational. As we know that God is not a theory, God is a person. So we are born in that relationship. We are born in the Holy Trinity. In the Holy Trinity, we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We are born in that relationship. So we are human. We are relational because we are born in relationship. You are relational. You yourselves are relational. God is put in you a relationship with him. When you receive the baptism, he's in you already. He's so close to you that you don't recognize him. And a lot of people are seeking the Lord somewhere else. But indeed, he's in you. Why he's in you? Because you receive the baptism. That is the guarantee sign that the Lord is in you 100%. That the Lord is in you. He's so close to you that you don't recognize him. So be in relationship with him. Be relational with him so that you can be ready whenever he comes. The whole idea about God's plan for our salvation is directed our heart to the life of the Trinity. God became man. He told humanity that we have a Father, we have a Holy Spirit, and I am the second person of the Holy Trinity. He invited you all to go to that relationship with him, always. In the moment that you will receive Holy Communion, you will receive relationship, you will receive love, and think about that a moment, brothers and sisters, when you receive Holy Communion, when you receive Holy Trinity. You receive the Holy Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is in you. When he God's in you, he completely understands you. As you know that when second person became man, he fully God, fully man. And when he goes back to the Father, he went back to the Father. He doesn't lose his human nature. Like right now, I'm talking like right now, this boy, he's in heaven. He doesn't lose his human nature. He still has the divine nature and the human natures because he doesn't lose his human nature. So he can understand you completely. Like he understands your pains if you have a cancer. He understands your sufferings. With anxieties, with many things in your life, he understands you completely, brother and sister, that way. Like whenever we pray, we just like think, Lord, you are so high up here and I am human, I am suffering, I have pain from my cancer. How can you understand me, Lord? Well, the thing is, he understands you completely. That is the thing. Why? He's fully God, fully man, brother and sister, fully man. He's not a half God, half man, but fully God, fully man. That's why he understands you completely. Trust me with that. Reflect on that and pray with that. Lord, you know me. You know my suffering. You know my weaknesses. You know my own self. You know my past. You know also my future. Pray with him. Tell him the truth. Be real with him. Be ready whenever he comes. And be relational. Be relational with him. Be in that relationship with him so that we can have a better life, the life of Holy Trinity. We think that our life is right here and God is right here. So when you pray and you're still like looking for God and God is looking at you and you're just looking at each other and hang out with each other like that, but actually you are here, God is here. When you pray and receive Holy Communion, you both